And good day, everyone, and welcome to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning with Ron Hayes, and we want to take this opportunity to welcome you to our new agricultural program here on this great radio station. Ron, we've got a lot of great things coming up for the folks here today.
You betcha, Dave. We're glad to have a chance to have this program on all ag all day, 1640. And we've obviously got reports through the day in cooperation with our friends at All Ag All Day. And we're going to be giving a little bit of extra agricultural attention from an Oklahoma perspective here during this, this 12 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday. So we invite folks to stop by, and you'll have a chance to listen to the latest agriculture news, talking about things like the Farm Bill, obviously, and the defeat of the in the House this last week. We've also got the latest on harvest going on here in Oklahoma, right in the middle of both canola and wheat harvest. We've got weather to talk about. We'll talk about the markets as they continue to unfold, both our cash markets, auction barns in this region, as well as the agricultural futures, and a whole lot more. So a lot of things every day right here on Midday Oklahoma.
We're going to take a time out. When we come back, I will have the latest news. Jim Apel will have the latest calendar and weather information. That and a lot more when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last, Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for the ranch, like their Red Rhino hay trailer. On their website, GoBobPipe.com, you can even design the right trailer for your operation. GoBobPipe.com, or call them 1-877-851-2365.
At 7 past the hour, welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Friday's USDA Cattle on Feed report had one little surprise for at least some analysts.
Last month, cattle producers placed just over 2 million head into feedlots, 2% below May of last year, but still more cattle than many analysts expected, given the improving pasture conditions in some parts of the country. But Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shay O'Shagham says you've got to remember,
conditions remain very, very poor in terms of availability of forage and dryness in parts of the southern plains.
So we had 2 million head going into feedlots in May, minus 1.9 million marketed in May, second smallest May number in at least 17 years. That leaves feedlots now with 10.7 million head, 3% below this time a year ago. And Shagham says, as you might expect,
we're going to continue to see these declines as the pool of cattle outside feedlots continue to shrink.
Now, steer prices lately have not been quite as high as might be expected, about $120 a hundredweight.
But, you know, the longer-term trend is supplies continue to tighten over time. Fed cattle prices are going to be moving up.
Shagham thinks prices for this year will average maybe as much as $130 compared to $123 last year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, the politics won't be easy, but there are several options open to House Republicans after last week's stunning defeat of the House Farm Bill. The options are simple. Cut more, cut less, take up and pass the Senate-approved Farm Bill, or pass another extension of existing law. The votes and the politics seem to favor more cuts, since the House bill died not for lack of a handful more Democrats. But the 62 Republicans convinced the Farm Bill cost too much. American Soybean Association President Danny Murphy admits GOP leadership may take a pragmatic approach and just try to gain back party defectors.
From my perspective, I would think that they would have a hard time going more conservative and more cuts in food stamps. I think they would have to be maybe restore some of those cuts in food stamps, repeal or not include the amendment for work requirements for the food for the SNAP recipients, because they're going to have to go to conference with the Senate.
Well, there's no immediate plan to put a reworked farm bill on the floor before July 4th, and the calendar is already filled with spending, debt limit, immigration, and other issues. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow and other senators are suggesting the House bring up the Senate bill after the House Ag Committee's bill was defeated last week. Stabenow says the House needs to find a way to get a five-year farm bill done, and the Speaker needs to work in a bipartisan way to present a bill that Democrats and Republicans can support. We've got more coming up. Stay with us as the Midday Oklahoma Show continues in just a moment.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Hey, cattle producers, our friend Jim Odle and the folks at Superior Livestock want to invite you to check out their Superior click-to-bid option of going online and bidding on any of their auctions, their regular auctions, or some of the various seed stock and purebred auctions listed on their website as well. For details, go to their website, superiorclicktobid.com. It's a great way when you can't be in front of the TV watching their auctions to bid wherever you are. Superior Click to Bid.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's, so there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel. We're joined this afternoon by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, what's the news in the futures markets at midday?
Commodities are generally weak this morning, continuing the negative trend that started in the middle of last week. Today's weakness is a reaction of the People's Bank of China effectively told the country's banking system that they were going to stop flushing the system with cash. That created a spike in interest rates in the middle of last week, and there in China, and that kind of went throughout the world, and ever since then the commodities have been coming down. If you get any type of negative news from a big importer like the country of China, that's just overall weak, and they're such a big importer of the U.S. commodities and really commodities around the world. And so anytime that happens, that gives us some weakness. Right here in the middle of the day, the crude oil market and the crude oil byproducts they're weak, but they're getting a little bit stronger. Crude oil is actually trading slightly positive on the day. We're about $94 in the August front month. That's about $6 lower than where we were at the peak last week. So, overall, still pretty weak, but we're showing a little bit of strength here at midday. Unleaded gasoline and heating oil are both slightly lower. We have unleaded gasoline about 3 cents lower at 273 on the futures market. That's about 20 cents lower than we were mid last week. Heating oil futures, which are basically diesel, are a little bit lower today. They're about 0.2 cents lower. We were about 15 cents off the high last week there. So overall, we're still quite a bit lower in terms of, energy markets here. That's important to us here in the central U.S. as we tend to really watch that. If you look at the metals are lower here across the board. We've got gold, silver, copper, pretty much all of the precious metals anyway, lower on the day. And that's really a reaction out of China. As interest rates go up, tends that the hard commodities get weaker. And so we have gold down about $11. That's the lowest it's been. Well, Friday was actually the lowest, but we're right on the lows. That's the lowest it's been since September of 2010. So that's pretty negative. Looking at the agriculture commodities, we're lower here in the grains. We have corn down 10 to 11 cents. Wheat futures down about 17 to 20, and beans are steady. Feeder cattle and live cattle are mixed. We have feeder cattle up 70 to 80 cents, and then the live cattle just slightly lower. The on-feed report Friday was just slightly negative to the cattle. But we were stronger, so we have a little bit of follow-through buying then. And then we have a cash trade on Friday of 120 in the live cattle, so that was considered a little bit positive. We have the acreage report this Friday, which is looking to be a little bit negative to the soybeans and positive to corn.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will be back with a look at all your market numbers right after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Livestock video auction coming up on Friday, June 28th on Satellite Channel 231, Dish Network, and 345 DirecTV, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. A total of 28,000 head will be offered. The video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll have 9,200 yearling steers, 3,700 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaned calves, and 11,500 calves on cows. If you want some more information on the specific time that a lot will be offered, or you want to preview the video, you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at 800-422-2117. Remember, Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, the video auction itself at 8 a.m. this coming Friday, June 28th. That phone number again to call them for more information, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Video Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
And welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Let's take a look at those futures here at Midday today. June live cattle down 10 at 121.15. August down 22 at 121.37. October is down 42 at 124.70. August feeder cattle up 87 at 147.80. September up 77 at 149.92. October is up 90 at 151.60. July hogs up 105 at $100.80. August up 87 at 98.32, and the October's up 55 at 85.65. Grain futures, Kansas City wheat, July down 18 and 3 quarters at 7.18. September is down 17 and a quarter at 7.18 and 3 quarters. And December's down 15 and 3 quarters at 7.34 and 3 quarters. July Chicago down 20 and a quarter cents at 6.77 and 3 quarters. September down 19 at 6.86. December's down 16 and 3 quarters at $7 and a quarter penny. The corn futures, July corn down 9.5 at 6.52 and a quarter. September is down 13 cents at 5.79. December's down 11 at 5.45 and a quarter. July soybeans up 5.75 at 14.99. August down 3.5 at 14.10 and a quarter. September is down 4.5 at 13.11 and three quarters. On the cotton futures, July cotton down 2.75 at 82.31. October's down 150 at 84.18. December's down 138 at 83.26. Over on the energy futures today, crude oil contracts, August is up 28 at 93.97. September is up 21 at 93.84. October is up 11 at 93.39. The natural gas for July is down 1 at 3.75. August down 1 at 3.77. And September is down 1 at 3.77 and a quarter. And June gold is down 132 at 127.84. August down 135 at 127.85. That's a look at your market. Now here's Ron Hayes with a look at your ag weather.
Midday Oklahoma continuing. Ron Hayes with you as we check on your weather. Gary McManus, our associate state climatologist, is going to be joining us today as we talk about dry conditions hitting summertime heat. And we're back with Gary to discuss that after this.
What do I want in a utility tractor? Something that gets the job done and more. A machine engineered precisely with me in mind. Ergonomic controls, versatile attachments, and a Kubota engine. I only want the best.
Kubota M-Series utility and mid-size tractors with powerful Kubota diesel engines from 63 to 135 horsepower, plus low-rate long-term financing and customer instant rebates available now. Get the tractor you want during Kubota's Great Expectations sales event.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Talking today with Gary McManus, our associate state climatologist for the state of Oklahoma. Gary, it seems like after several weeks where we had pretty unsettled weather and a lot of moisture rolling across, we've turned off definitely on the kind of the steamy and hot side of things.
Yeah, and there's no shock there. I mean, as we get late into June and then we're heading into July, that's sort of what we expect here in Oklahoma. Doesn't always work out that way, but, you know, generally that's what we expect. We did have some great moisture across the eastern two-thirds of the state, central Oklahoma especially. But, you know, so while it's steamy where it rained, across western Oklahoma where it's been dry, it's probably just that old blast furnace-style heat where it's, you know, ground's been baked hard. So still a little bit of a difference between the heat across eastern Oklahoma, central Oklahoma, versus western Oklahoma and the Panhandle.
I guess what we're really looking right now, as we've watched these drought monitors in recent weeks, we've seen a pretty remarkable, progression of getting to no drought in quite a bit of the state. But we've still got those western counties that have been just doggedly in drought.
Right. So the eastern two-thirds of the state have probably seen a couple of periods of relief over this three-year period of drought. Whereas far west Oklahoma, the Panhandle, they've been in continuous drought for the last 3 years. So that's the difference between the experiences between the two regions. And, you know, once the drought starts really getting going, as we get into the summer, it's very difficult to get out of. So while the eastern two-thirds of the state are probably experiencing a normal summertime drying down because they did have a pretty good spring, western Oklahoma, it's, you know, just more of the same, just more heat, more low humidity, and the drought's just feeding upon itself out that way.
Gary McManus, our associate state climatologist, will be back and talk about our forecast here for the next couple of days right after this.
Hustler, the original zero-turn radius mower. Test one today at your Hustler dealer and get 48 months with no interest. Yes, 48 months with no interest on many models. Now remember, go to your Hustler dealer today and test drive a new Hustler. Then register to win a Hustler Sport. Hustler with mowers starting at only $29.99. Hustler with the best warranty in the industry. And don't forget, you have 48 months with no interest when you buy a new Hustler. See your local dealer today. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Harvest time forecast. It is hot and a little on the breezy side. A few popcorn-type showers have popped up in northwestern Oklahoma this morning. One of the heavier ones was out a little bit to the south and west of the Woodward area. But overall, hot and breezy. 96 degrees will be our afternoon highs, it looks like, for today. South winds, 15, 20 miles an hour. Pretty common. Up to 15 to 25, or 12 to 15 mile an hour winds tonight. 70 overnight for Tuesday, breezy and 97 expected to be our daytime highs, 15-20 mile an hour winds once again, 99 degrees expected to be our top temperature, maybe even into triple digits possibly in some of our 1640 territory. It looks like for our afternoon highs on Wednesday, back to 75 degrees overnight Wednesday night. Thursday, 99 degrees to about 100 degrees once again. Friday, again, right around that century mark, it looks like for the balance of the week, maybe some showers, some changing things happening by the weekend. That is a look at our agricultural weather here from Midday, Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A national FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Hey, cattle producers, our friend Jim Odle and the folks at Superior Livestock want to invite you to check out their Superior click-to-bid option of going online and bidding on any of their auctions, their regular auctions, or some of the various seed stock and purebred auctions listed on their website as well. For details, go to their website, superiorclicktobid.com. It's a great way when you can't be in front of the TV watching their auctions to bid wherever you are. Superior Click to Bid.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Monday, we'll look at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association 23rd Annual Summer Ranch Tour, the Tulsa Stockyards Cattle Grading Contest, and we'll talk about some town hall meetings being held by Congressman Frank Lucas. We'll look at these items and more right after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Livestock Video Auction coming up on Friday, June 28th on Satellite Channel 231, Dish Network, and 345 DirecTV, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. A total of 28,000 head will be offered. The video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll have 9,200 yearling steers, 3,700 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaned calves, and 11,500 calves on cows. If you want some more information on the specific time that a lot will be offered, or you want to preview the video, you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at 800-422-2117. Remember, Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, the video auction itself at 8 a.m. this coming Friday, June 28th. That phone number again to call them for more information, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Video Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
The 23rd Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Summer Ranch Tour is scheduled for June 23rd through the 25th. The tour will encompass parts of Frontier Country and the southern edge of Green Country in East Central Oklahoma. Tour stops will include the K-Bar W Ranch, Jeffrey's Red Angus, Dismukes Ranch, Lofton Cattle Company, Ground Zero Farms, Brashear's Angus and Concrete Feed Bunks, Cunningham Quarter Horses, Sycamore Springs Ranch, Three Forks Ranch, Chandler Cattle Company, C.V. Ledbetter & Son, and the Jameson Ranch. Participants can attend all or parts of the tour. A detailed schedule, registration form, and more information can be found at www.okcattlemen.org. The annual Tulsa Stockyards Commercial Cattle Grading Contest will be held June 25th. It's open to all 4-H and FFA members across Oklahoma. The event introduces participants to live cattle evaluation and educates them on current grading practices. To excel in the contest, students must accurately assess each animal's gender, age, frame size, muscling, and body conditioning. After providing a tutorial for first-time participants, officials from the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry and the USDA grade the cattle to provide a standard against which participants' gradings are measured. Awards are presented to the top 4-H and FFA individuals and teams. Registration will begin at 9:30 a.m. and the contest will begin at 10 a.m. For more information, contact Jason Harvey at 405-522-5563. Congressman Frank Lucas will hold a series of town hall meetings July 1st and 2nd in Logan County, Osage County, Pawnee County, and Payne County. All residents of these locations are invited to attend the meeting and express their opinions. Congressman Lucas will be discussing current events in Washington, taking questions about issues important to constituents of the 3rd Congressional District, and asking for opinions and input on legislation currently before Congress. On Monday, July 1st, Congressman Lucas will be at the Pawnee City Hall from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. He will be at the Pawhuska Community Center at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. He will visit the First Baptist Church in Skiatook from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Those are all on Monday. And on Tuesday, July 2nd, he will be at the Stillwater Community Center from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And he'll be at the Cushing City Hall from 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. And he'll wrap up his tour at the Oklahoma Sports Museum in Guthrie from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Just a reminder, the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation will hold a prescribed burning workshop from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, June 26th at the Marietta High School Auditorium. Presentations will be made, among other things, on the benefits of prescribed fire, patch burning, and impacts on parasites, ag events.
Something exciting is happening in America. Kubota has expanded in Georgia, and brand new tractors are coming off the line. And they're rolling out just in time for our Great Expectations sales event. Right now, you can buy a Kubota L-Series tractor loaded with features and get financing as low as 0% APR with instant cash back. Raise your expectations about what a Kubota can do for you. See your Kubota dealer today.
That's your ag calendar on this Monday. If you have an item you'd like for us to consider on our calendar program or on our homepage at OklahomaFarmReport.com, we'd be happy to do so. Just drop us a line at Ron at OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Thanks for being with us today here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes. So glad to be along with you today. And we wanted to introduce you to somebody that you need to know. Rob Fraley, Chief Technology Officer of Monsanto, winner of a World Food Prize recently. We're back with Rob to talk about biotechnology in just a moment.
Do you know where your dairy foods come from? Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories of our land, our cows, and our passion.
Growing up on my family's dairy farm, I learned at an early age how healthy milk and dairy foods are. But frankly, I just enjoyed them because they tasted so good. Today, I'm running the farm, and while a lot of things have changed, one thing remains the same. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing the safest, most wholesome, and most delicious foods and beverages possible for their families and yours. Want to learn more about farms like mine or find delicious dairy recipes? Follow Dairy Max on Facebook or visit us at DairyMax.org.
Be sure to follow Dairy Max on your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Pinterest.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Dr. Rob Fraley has just been named a winner of the 2013 World Food Prize for his role in revolutionary biotechnology discoveries. He's the Chief Technology Officer of Monsanto, and he believes strongly that plant biotechnology is going to be one of the ways we'll be able to feed a growing world population.
You know, the simple math is over the next 30 or 40 years, the world will need to double food production once again. And that's why it's so important that we have access to the new tools and technologies, because in the end, people are going to eat, and we'll have the choice as a society to either take the lands that are being farmed today and farm them for both higher productivity and higher sustainability, or we'll make the choice to simply farm more land, and that's going to put more pressure on the forests and the wetlands, and I don't think any of us want to see that happen. And that's why getting the conversation around the importance of new technology in agriculture is so critical.
Chief Technology Officer for Monsanto, Rob Fraley, talking with our colleague Ken Root during the program Open Mic on AgriPulse.com. You can go and listen to the full conversation that Ken and Rob had regarding biotechnology, and also an update on Monsanto's investigation into that biotech wheat that allegedly has been found out in the northwest in the state of Oregon. Monsanto Roundup Ready wheat hadn't been around really since 2006, 2007. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Livestock video auction coming up on Friday, June 28th on Satellite Channel 231, Dish Network, and 345 DirecTV, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. A total of 28,000 head will be offered. The video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll have 9,200 yearling steers, 3,700 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaned calves, and 11,500 calves on cows. If you want some more information on the specific time that a lot will be offered, or you want to preview the video, you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at 800-422-2117. Remember, Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, the video auction itself at 8 a.m. this coming Friday, June 28th. That phone number again to call them for more information, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Video Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
What do I want in a utility tractor? Something that gets the job done and more. A machine engineered precisely with me in mind. Ergonomic controls, versatile attachments, and a Kubota engine. I only want the best.
Kubota M-Series utility and mid-size tractors with powerful Kubota diesel engines from 63 to 135 horsepower, plus low-rate long-term financing and customer instant rebates available now. Get the tractor you want during Kubota's Great Expectations sales event.
No matter where you live,
In a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you once again here on Midday Oklahoma. Today, we wanted to look back to last Thursday afternoon and the stunning defeat of the 2013 House Ag Committee passed farm bill on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. Totally unexpected, but there were some signs out there of discord, distrust between the Republicans and the Democrats as the final vote approached Thursday afternoon. After that 39-member margin of defeat Thursday afternoon, the number two Republican and the number two Democrat in the House had a conversation on the floor. We've got that for you right after this. Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last, Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for the ranch, like their Red Rhino hay trailer. On their website, GoBobPipe.com, you can even design the right trailer for your operation. GoBobPipe.com or call them 1-877-851-2365. After the 2013 Farm Bill failed to pass on the House floor yesterday, Majority Leader Eric Cantor and Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer had a spirited exchange on the floor. We start first of all with Eric Cantor and go to the response from Steny Hoyer yesterday afternoon, courtesy of C-SPAN.
The Farm Bill, frankly, is a little different. It's for working farmers. It's for, frankly, individuals who need the benefit of the food stamp program. We believe that you need to reform the SNAP program and reduce some of the costs, because even the GAO, the independent auditors that we bring in and year out, say that that program is rife with error rates, waste, and others that we should be ashamed of. So we put forward our idea through the Sutherland Amendment to try and reform, put in place those reforms. But it's still in the construct of the Farm Bill. Again, to the gentleman's point, we do want to work together. But it's going to have to be about setting aside differences. And instead of saying, as a minority leadership did today, you disagree with us on that program, we're out of here. And the entire Farm Bill then does not have a chance to go to conference, be reconciled, hopefully reforms adopted, so we can make some progress according to what even the independent analysts say should be done. So it really is a disappointing day. I think that the minority has been a disappointing player today, Mr. Speaker, on the part of the people. But we remain ready to work with the gentleman. I'm hopeful that tomorrow, perhaps next week, will be a better week. I yield back.
I thank the gentleman for yielding back. Mr. Speaker, the majority leader continues to want to blame the Democrats for his inability and the Republicans' inability to give a majority vote to their own bill. Maybe the American people he thinks can be fooled. You're in charge of the House. You have 234 members. 62 of your members voted against your bill. That's why it failed. We didn't whine, very frankly, when we were in charge, when I was the majority leader, about we didn't pass the bill. We got 218 votes for our bills. And it was pretty tough. We got zero from your side. You got 24 from our side to help you. Mr. Peterson stuck to his deal.
Minority Whip in the U.S. House, Steny Hoyer, a lawmaker from Maryland, who later told Politico yesterday afternoon in regards to the Farm Bill that the Republicans basically snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
Meanwhile, from talking to folks behind the scenes on the Republican side of the aisle, trying to figure out, first of all, what went wrong is their top priority, then also trying to figure out if there's anything that can be done to pump some life back into what is right now a dead piece of legislation.
Obviously, with the one-year extension of the 2008 Farm Bill soon to expire into September, something will have to be done. I'm Ron Hayes. You've found Midday Oklahoma.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and public speaking skills, the meeting planning and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Livestock video auction coming up on Friday, June 28th on Satellite Channel 231, Dish Network, and 345 DirecTV, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. A total of 28,000 head will be offered. The video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll have 9,200 yearling steers, 3,700 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaned calves, and 11,500 calves on cows. If you want some more information on the specific time that a lot will be offered, or you want to preview the video, you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at 800-422-2117. Remember, Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, the video auction itself at 8 a.m. this coming Friday, June 28th. That phone number again to call them for more information, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Video Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you. Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Time for us to check your agricultural markets on this Monday. And it is a day where we're getting hammered on the equities, the stock market getting hit pretty hard today. Energy complex is somewhat to the downside, at least natural gas is. Crude oil futures actually have turned a little bit higher here lately. We're down on wheat, down on corn, mixed bag on soybeans, although the new crop soybeans are lower. Cotton futures are lower as well, over a penny a pound to the downside, 15 to 18 cents down on Kansas City wheat futures at this particular time. Live cattle futures are marginally down after the cattle on feed numbers last Friday, up on feeder cattle. As far as all the prices go, let's talk about livestock first of all, after this.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
Let's begin with our wholesale box beef trade for you today. Choice beef off 29 cents at $1.99.10. Select beef, $1.87.04. That's up 82 cents. $12.06 now, the choice select spread with 91 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 6,500 head at the Joplin Regional Stockyards for a Monday. Steer and heifer calves opening steady. Yearling cattle steady to $2 higher on a limited test. 4 to 5 weight steer calves, $1.66 to $1.70. 5 to 600 pounders, $1.48 to $1.59. 6 to 700 pound light yearlings, $1.40 to $1.43. 7 to 8 weights, $1.39 to $1.42. And a lot of 858 pounders, $1.35 in Joplin. 9,700 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards for the 24th of June on this Monday. Yearling cattle steady to $2 higher. Calf trade steer calves lightly tested opening firm. Heifer calves $1 to $3 higher. Early demand called very good, especially for the calves. 4 to 5 weight calves a few, $1.74, $1.80. 5 to 600 pounders, $1.58 to $1.73. Looks like some 6 to 7 weights, $1.36 up to $1.48. 7 and a quarter, 750 pounders, $1.30 to $1.34. Those are heavy calves. Some 7 to 8 weight yearlings, $1.34 up to $1.40, and 850 to 860 pounders, $1.34 to $1.37. Early on at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Woodward Livestock Market this last Friday, 4,660 head. Feeder steers steady to $2 higher. Heifers steady to $3 higher. Limited test on the steer and heifer calves. Pretty good demand for all classes. 4 to 5 weight calves, $170 to $1.84. 5 to 6 weights, $155 to $157. Some 7 to 8 weight yearlings, $1.39 to $142.75. 8 to 900 pounders, $132 to $139.75. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August live cattle futures are off 17 at 121.42. The October live cattle off 40 cents at 124.72. We are, of course, coming off of last Friday's cattle on feed numbers, which were considered largely neutral. Feeder cattle contracts today, the August up 77 cents at 147.70. The September up 70 cents at 149.85. Our grain or oilseed or cotton futures and energy complex up next.
What do I want in a utility tractor? Something that gets the job done and more. A machine engineered precisely with me in mind. Ergonomic controls, versatile attachments, and a Kubota engine. I only want the best.
Kubota M-Series utility and mid-size tractors with powerful Kubota diesel engines from 63 to 135 horsepower, plus low-rate long-term financing and customer instant rebates available now. Get the tractor you want during Kubota's Great Expectations sales event.
Mark your calendar for Friday, June 28th for the next sale of the Superior Video Livestock Auction. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time. If you want more information about the 28,000 head that will be offered this week, call them 800-422-2117 or go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, it's seen live on RFD, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV, Satellite Channel 345. At Superior Video Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you. On the Kansas City Board of Trade, the July contract new crop down 18 and three quarter cents today, 717 and three quarters. We've got December Kansas City hard wheat, 734 and a quarter, down 16 and a quarter cents. July Chicago soft wheat down 21, 677. December Chicago soft wheat, $7 and a quarter of a cent, down 16 and three quarter cents. July corn at 652 and a quarter, that's off 9.5 on the old crop. New crop December corn, 544 and three quarters, down 11 and a half cents today. July soybeans up 5.5, 14.98 and three quarters. New crop soybeans down 6 and three quarters, 12.66 and three quarters. We've got July cotton down 256 points, 82.59 cents a pound. December cotton down 133 points, 83.31 cents a pound. Crude oil up 31 cents a barrel, 94.01. Natural gas down a penny, 3.75 per million BTU. Those are the markets. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Prakeen, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplified the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken. Genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? So you can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Hey, cattle producers, our friend Jim Odell and the folks at Superior Livestock want to invite you to check out their Superior click-to-bid option of going online and bidding on any of their auctions, their regular auctions, or some of the various seed stock and purebred auctions listed on their website as well. For details, go to their website, SuperiorClickToBid.com.
It's a great way when you can't be in front of the TV watching their auctions to bid wherever you are. Superior, click to bid.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Introducing the new quarter-pounder burgers at McDonald's. From June 18th to the 20th, McDonald's is attracting burger devotees in twos. With any new quarter-pounder burger you buy, you get another free. Join the rush for buy one, give one today. Another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's, price of required purchase on menu board.
That's right, Dave. Our Beef Buzz guest today is Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities, talking about this last Friday's cattle on feed numbers right after this.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Find a 2009 John Deere vacuum planter, a Massey Ferguson tractor, two Brent 1084 Avalanche grain carts, and Komatsu excavator. There's also a Caterpillar 140H motor grader. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. Bid on a John Deere 4710 self-propelled sprayer, 2011 Polaris Ranger ATV Touring Edition, or a 48-foot Wilson livestock trailer. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
Latest cattle on feed numbers released on Friday afternoon after the markets closed for the week by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And according to Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities, the numbers came in pretty well as anticipated.
Now, what we saw in the report was on feed came in at 97%. The trade was looking for 96.5%. We saw this equal 10.74 million head of cattle. We saw this on feed with Kansas 1% lower than they were a year ago, Nebraska 2% lower, and Texas 5% lower. This is the third smallest June on feed of the past 9 years. Now, moving into the placement number, 98% were placed. The average estimate was 95.9, so about 2% more than expected. This means that instead of being just under 2 million head being placed, we placed 2.049 million head. Now, this is almost 4% larger than the 3-year average. It's a little bit over 8% larger than the 5-year average. Now, when you look at the major states, Nebraska was unchanged from a year ago on placements. Texas was 2% lower, and Kansas 3% lower on placements versus a year ago. Now, when you look at the major states, Nebraska was unchanged from a year ago on placements. Texas was 2% lower, and Kansas 3% lower on placements versus a year ago. The weight breakdown showed a real small number in the under 600-pound category, 25% less than a year ago, and the 600 to 699-pound category, 16.7% less than a year ago. But the heavier weights were larger. 700 to 799-pound was 4.7% above a year ago. 800 pounds, once again above a year ago, this time 19.6%. That's the worst part of this report so far. We're still placing a lot of heavy cattle out there. Now, when you look at the placement, it's the sixth largest May placement of the last 8 years, and it's also the largest placement month we've had in the past 7 months. Now, looking at it compared to a year ago, or to the 3-year average, it is a little concerning that we're holding up a little higher. Expect to see these placements start to drop in further months. Marketing. 97% of a year ago, the trade was looking for 97.9%. That is 1.948 million head of cattle being slaughtered. Kansas was 1% lower than what it was a year ago this time. Nebraska was down 6%, and Texas down 7% on slaughter.
Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities, and for sure he and other analysts are anticipating that these placement numbers are not going to stay up. They are going to be falling as we get into the second half of the year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Mark your calendar for Friday, June 28th for the next sale of the Superior Video Livestock Auction. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time. If you want more information about the 28,000 head that will be offered this week, call them 800-422-2117 or go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, it's seen live on RFD, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV, Satellite Channel 345. At Superior Video Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
Mowing is fun with the new Hustler X1. And have you heard? Now you can buy a new Hustler X1 with no interest for 48 months. That's right, no interest for 48 months on many models. Now's the time to test drive America's number one zero-turning radius mower, Hustler, with models starting as low as $29.99. See your local Hustler dealer today. Test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport. Hustler, they're fun to run.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Livestock Video Auction coming up on Friday, June 28th on Satellite Channel 231, Dish Network, and 345 DirecTV, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. A total of 28,000 head will be offered. The video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll have 9,200 yearling steers, 3,700 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaned calves, and 11,500 calves on cows. If you want some more information on the specific time that a lot will be offered, or you want to preview the video, you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at 800-422-2117. Remember, Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, the video auction itself at 8 a.m. this coming Friday, June 28th. That phone number again to call them for more information, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Video Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you. Well, neighbors, it's time for me to climb up on my soapbox. Hopefully no nosebleeds as we get up here in this rarefied atmosphere as we look down upon all of agriculture here on AM 1640 KOAG. Want to remind you, Monday through Friday, we're going to be here with Midday Oklahoma during the noon hour, 12 o'clock hour. And we've got reports, of course, through the day as well right here on 1640. Stop by and stay with us through the day. And be sure to be with us during the noon hour as we'll have a lot of great Oklahoma information, market information, the latest on harvest, canola and wheat, latest cattle industry news as relates to the great state of Oklahoma, and a whole lot more. Wanted to get on the soapbox today and especially kind of toot the horn of lovely Levi Clifton down in Canadian County. She is in the middle of the Field of Teams effort, the teams evacuating all metals and stuff in the aftermath of that May 31st tornado that ripped through parts of Canadian County, up to 10,000 acres of crops, primarily wheat, but some alfalfa as well, and some other pasture land, basically littered with stuff from that tornado. We've walked some of those fields with Levi and some of our other volunteers, and there's all kinds of things still in those wheat fields. She's got maybe half of the fields that she wanted to clean up done this, but at this point, approaching 3,000 acres, and they can still use some help. So if you can help, the number to call is 405-301-1626. They can use some help. If you know how to build a little fence, that would be helpful as well. If you've got an ATV that you might be able to let them borrow, that would be wonderful. 405-301-1626. Still cleaning up the aftermath of the tornado in farm country there, the Field of Teams effort. Give them a hand if you possibly can. Well, that's our time today here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.
All right, Ron, thank you so much. And we want to thank you for joining us here on 1640, the inaugural edition of Midday Oklahoma. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back again tomorrow at the same time right here, 1205, right here on 1640. For Jim Abell and for Ron Hayes, I'm Dave Lanning. Have a great day, everyone, on the Radio Oklahoma Network.